Well, that's the way of the world, you know. A year goes on, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, or whatever, and a sixth. So I think it is strange now that we're talking in those terms, but it has happened, and I suppose it wasn't as if we were written off in all of those years by some shock result of them. We were meeting Donegal, three of them, and Monaghan, another one of them. So we didn't really fall to any kind of weak sides and all that. So we were within touching distance of the teams who eventually went on to win those Ulster titles. So that was lost in the picture, I suppose, a bit. So we always felt we were within touching distance of that. And the proof of the pudding was that two of those years that we lost, we ended up in the All-Ireland semi-final. We ended up in the last four when the champions of Ulster weren't in any of them. So, you know, that proved the case that while we were never seen as amongst the top two in Ulster in that period of time, in fact, we were actually the top three.
There's no doubt about that, and the quality of performances over those years, Mickey, as well, maybe tells its own story that Tyrone were there, they were dominant, they were working hard and creating so many opportunities, maybe just fell short at the last for the strangest of reasons, just things didn't go right in the day, and illness to Sean Cavan and different wee things.
Well, that's it. I mean, we had our misfortunes, I suppose, in 2011. We were 5 or 6-1 up and looking flying at the time, missed a lot of other scoreable chances, and they got back to half-time only to be 6-4 down or something, which was a total non-reflection of how the game went in the first half. And then we lost Joe McMahon to a broken jaw in the second half, which was crucial. And then in the next one, when Marty Penrose had this shot that was bound for goals, and how Paul Durkin got his toe to it, I never know. And Colm Cavan missed the rebound. Marty Swift was fouled for their second goal. So all these kind of things happened in those games, which are little game changers, which didn't change for the better for us. And the one against Monaghan, even in 2000, whatever it was, 13 or 11, 12, 13 probably, where we lost by a point in sort of very tight game and had a free maybe to draw the game at the end and just missed it. So all fine margins that didn't go our way. So that's where we're at, and that's what has happened. So we've put all that aside this year. We've got ourselves back to the final, and now we have to try and perform to the best of our ability in it.
And it's Donegal again, Mickey. And what people have written them off. You never written them off. You always said they would be knocking on the door. And once again, they've proved to be a strong force.
Without a doubt. I mean, you can't be as good as they were in the last number of years and suddenly not be a good team. And people always talk about, you know, they think that they're an old team because a number of the players who've been there through those years where they were rising to the top and staying at the top, they think that the whole team's made up of that. But there's a load of young, new, energetic players who come in off minor and under-21 teams there, and they're just adding a real new lease of life to this team. So they have a good mix of experience and youth, and that's standing to them, and they're playing to their strengths at the minute.
And Tyrone certainly aren't an old team. There's so many young faces, new faces, vibrant players coming through, Mickey. It's been a real remarkable rebuilding process for you over the past maybe 2-3 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes have had to take place. I suppose now Sean Cavan's the last man standing of 2003. Everybody else is new, so I think maybe 80% of these boys have never played in an Ulster Senior Football Championship final. So that's really new as well, and that's how it is. So therefore there must be a lot of youth in our team, and I'm glad that there is, and I'm glad that they've got the quality and the energy to be getting to Ulster finals. Now the challenge for them is to try and win it, because getting to them is one thing, but really winning them is the big deal, and it gets you directly into the last eight, and you have a substantial trophy to put in the cupboard to say, we are the Ulster champions. That's what we're after, and that's what we're doing our level best to achieve.
You mentioned Sean there. He's as fresh as he and enthusiastic as you are. Both these just are, you know, really loving the occasion. They're loving the years, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Sean has been there and done it so many times, and yet he's energised by these new young players who've come in. He sees the quality that they have. He sees the dedication that they have. Yeah. These are dedicated athletes. I mean, these people, they're not, I don't even talk of people putting their life on hold. They choose a lifestyle that is giving them the best chance of being a top-class athlete. And I admire them and respect them for it. And Sean sees that as this next generation of young people coming along, probably doing even far more diligent preparation than ever he did. So this gives him a real buzz to say, look what's around me here. I've got to really make the best of this give them the best of myself, because they're giving so much of the best of themselves.
Well, you've noticed a big change from you took over at the end of 2002, Mickey, in those formative couple of months into the McKenna Cup and the National League of 2003 that obviously brought such wonderful success in September of that year. Have you seen the whole preparation and everything change dramatically?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, it's so much more scientific, if you like, now, with all the GPS systems, with the people who are so much more conscious of their diet and nutrition, the hydration, the strength and conditioning, which actually is not the right name for it anymore. It's probably functional conditioning. And Peter Donnelly's an expert at that, and they're doing great work with him. And obviously, he has the field for Gaelic football as well. So he's functionally creating and developing Gaelic football athletes, not just athletes for anything, they're for Gaelic football and the sport and what it demands. So I think it's just moved on so well, and obviously our video analysis and the capabilities we have with behind the goal views and side on views and stacking these things and all the rest of it. I mean, we can really examine the game far more forensically than we ever could in the past, in a much easier fashion.
And you've embraced all that technology, moved on with it as well, Mickey. Not managers have been left behind, but you have continued to learn and evolve.
No, without a doubt. I mean, you can't stand still, because you stand still, you go backwards. So you've got to be looking ahead to see what's out there. Is this of benefit to us and to the team? And you've got to embrace it. Of course you've got to embrace it. And the players expect us to be bringing something new all the time. See, some people talk about this same voice syndrome, which to me is a bit of an insult, because if you've got the same voice syndrome, it means that there's no growth in you, there's no development in you. If there's no development in you, then you shouldn't be there. You have to develop, you have to think outside the box, you have to add value to what you're about. And I think we try to do that.
Finally, Mickey, it's an Ulster final. You've been in so many. It's an occasion. It's a special occasion for Tyrone Gaelic football, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think and I hope that Tyrone people and public will get excited about this Ulster final, because we haven't been there in 6 years. I'd love to see people coming out and getting the flags and bunting and all the rest of it out and saying, this is something to celebrate. We're in an Ulster final. Let the country see it. And I think that'll be great, because I think it gives that feeling again of something good is happening.